those of you who are over, let's say, 35, do you remember this? Yeah. We can rebuild him. We can make him bigger, stronger, faster. But it's not a him. It's a her. Her name is Nikki Ashwell, and it's the first truly anatomically correct high-tech prosthetic limb specially designed for women. Goodness, who put that down there? That's lots of syllables, isn't it? Thank you very much. Small-framed men and young people. It's been created by a British company. The bionic hand, created using Formula One and military technology, is based on an accurate skeletal structure of a real hand. Its creators claim it makes it one of the most realistic robotic limbs ever made. And the prototype is here of the hand and the person, the real person, Nikki Ashwell from Brixton, the first to use it. How are you, Nikki?
I'm very well, thank you, Eddie. Thanks, good to be here.
Thanks so much for coming in. Now, describe your hand for us, please.
Okay, so my hand, I don't know if you can hear it, looks it's white and it's aluminium, it's very shiny. It looks very much like something I think from a sci-fi movie, and it moves very much like my left hand, actually, because this is my right hand that I've got the what I call robot hand on it. So it has 8 different grips and it can do all these different movements that my left hand can do. So for example, at the moment I'm doing a sort of pinch grip. I can also do what's called a power grip, which is a wrapping the fingers round and wrapping the thumb round, so I can lift really heavy things up to 45 kilos. Not that I'll be lifting something that heavy. It's white and shiny, and it's attached to my arm with a custom-made socket.
Right, so how does it know what to do?
It knows what to do because it's got 2 sensors inside the socket. So these are electrodes that fit against my arm. I'll show you, Eddie. There you go.
Okay. Oh, it comes off really easily, doesn't it?
It does come off easily, yeah. So
I didn't expect that. I didn't know nobody's ever taken their arm off in the middle of an interview before. So you're a first on that one.
Good. So I press those sensors. I press one side to open the hand and the other side to close the hand.
Right.
And with that simple movement, I can do the 8 different grips. So I've just switched to a new grip. And now when I close my hand, I'm going to point my finger at you.
Yeah. And you got a fair bit of bling on there as well. You bling on there.
It's a novelty to me to wear accessories, so.
So look, what kind of freedoms has this given you?
It's given me freedoms such as the ability to safely ride a bike, which is pretty important to me because I'm quite a sporty person.
I can see that.
That was a really liberating feeling when I realised I could get on a bike and actually cycle around and not feel like I was going to fall off. Otherwise, what it's really changed for me is the little things that I do day to day. So just things like tying my shoelaces. Previously, what I'd do is I'd stand on one leg, bend over, lift my right foot up and wrap my shoelaces around the bit of arm that I do have and try and tie them that way. Now I can just bend down and I don't have to reach over. I'm not bending over so far that I have to worry about my short skirt. And I can tie my shoelaces with the bionic hand. And it's little things like that just make my life a lot easier. And I think that's what feels empowering and liberating.
Let's go back a bit then. So you've taken your arm off. So I can see you got an arm down to the elbow.
Yes.
Right. And how long has it been like that? Has it been like that from birth?
It's always been like this. So I was born.
So you
this
got
way.
You got used to it. You got used to doing everything the way you did. And then how does the idea come up? I hope you don't mind. I'm going to try and take some. We'll try and take some pictures. Do you mind at all?
Not at all. No.
So, you know, when they came and they talked to you about the possibility of having this bionic hand, and it does say bionic on it. What did you say to them?
I said, fantastic, of course. It just felt so exciting to be part of a trial like that, or like this rather. I thought that it would be a really good experience. And to be honest, I actually thought even if it didn't make a huge difference for me and for my life, just to be able to test it and be the guinea pig for something that might make a difference for other people that have maybe struggled more with an amputation than I have, that just felt like a good thing to be involved in.
First time you put it on, how did you feel?
Just excited, had a big grin on my face. But at the same time, when I actually took it out of the clinic and I wore it around, I thought, this is a bit weird, not used to having it here.
It's going to take a bit of getting used to it.
Definitely,
right?
Definitely.
And how long did it take to get used to it? Or are you completely used to it?
I'm still getting used to it, yeah.
And in terms of conversations, people come up to you in the street and speak to you. How do you feel about that?
People tend to come up to me in the street and speak to me anyway. I think I've just got one of those faces, but I'm always happy to speak to people about it. And I do feel like with having the hand on, they feel like they can talk about it. Whereas if they saw me without the hand, they're more likely just to stare and not say anything.
Yeah.
Like they're more uncomfortable with that than with this.
Probably. How is it powered in terms of batteries? Does it need to be... Sorry, it's silly questions, I know, but please help me. That's my job to ask silly questions. Does it need to be recharged? How does it work?
Yeah, so it's battery operated. The batteries are inside the forearm. And then it's got a recharge point, so I just plug it into the wall every couple of days, recharge it overnight,
so,
and it's
good
to go.
So you charge your arm and your phone together?
I can do, yes.
What about going on holiday? And that's going to be an interesting one, getting on the plane and going through the scanner. Have you done that yet?
You know what? I have, actually. And I didn't know how it was going to go. I thought I might be in security checks for 3 hours. But actually, went straight through, no problems. I just whipped it off and put it through the scanner machine. And off I went.
But there must be a conversation about you taking your arm off and walking through the scanner machine.
There wasn't, actually. I mean, this was only one time, so I'm going to travel more and I'll tell you how it goes. But
what is your hope? Because you, I'm talking about you, and every time I talk about you, you're trying to talk about other people. Oh, you know, I wanted to be the tester, and if it made it better for anybody else, then that would be a great thing. It's all incredibly noble. But what is your hope then for this technological advancement?
I think I hope for me it will just make, as it has done so far, make certain things in life easier and give me more options. So I never want to feel like if I'm going to do something, I'm not going to be able to do it. So if I can feel like with this hand, I have more opportunities and I can do everything I want to do.
Do you? Because that's what's important. Do you feel at the minute like, look, I feel like a new person. I feel like I can do things. It makes it easy. I'm not saying that you weren't doing them before, but...
I do feel like I can do things with it, yeah. I feel like there's lots of things that I'll be able to do with the hand that I haven't even considered yet.
You drive?
I can drive. I don't drive in London.
All right. I was waiting for you. Oh, did you ride a bike in London, but you don't drive it? Oh,
I don't ride a bike in London.
There are lots of people riding bikes in Brixton, all the way up the Kennington Road there. I think probably more people riding up that stretch of road than anywhere else in London. Mm-hmm. So what next for you? You've been going around showing people. Mm-hmm. Do you see yourself as a champion for people with disabilities? How do you see yourself?
I'd be happy to champion people with disabilities if they want me to. I'm not trying to position myself like that necessarily. I'm just embracing the technology that I've had the opportunity to try and seeing what happens with it, really.
What about at work?
At work, I'll continue doing my job. And everybody that I work with is very supportive, very excited about it.
It looks fantastic. I'm really glad that it's going to give you... It'd be nice to talk to you in 6 months' time to see what it has allowed you to do in terms of that, and whether or not... Because you didn't have to pay for that, did you?
I didn't, no.
And I imagine it wasn't cheap.
I don't think it was what you'd consider cheap, no.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if it would be available on a mass scale on the NHS. I doubt it somehow.
I think it's available in certain cases, so to those that need it most.
Reckon you'll ever paint those fingernails?
I'd quite like to.
Yeah,
I'll be stuck with the same colour forever.
I've never played with somebody's fingers as I've interviewed them either. you could paint those, couldn't you? They would be quite nice. Listen, I wish you the best of luck. Thank you for coming in
to see us. Thank you very much, Eddie.
A one-off and a happy story in and amongst some of those tougher stories we've been doing today. Look after yourself. That's nice, isn't it?